Radio Praga. WBRM.
It's Agnieszka Szymańska, Radio Praga. We have today an opportunity to speak with artist, pianist, and it is Nicholas Paszborg. Hello, Nicholas.
Hello, hey.
It's a great pleasure to see you, and we are trying to connect Warsaw and Berlin, so I would like you to introduce and tell something about yourself.
Yes, yeah, hi, I'm Nicholas Paszborg. I'm a pianist and producer and composer and do instrumental music based around the piano, but sometimes also mix it with electronics.
Thank you. I have heard that you have many EPs and you have made many projects, and also it also connected with the film music and the other ambient electronic music. What was the reason that you have go with the pianist, the piano, and neoclassical music?
So you mean why I went out of the classical scene, or?
I just want to know, why is the piano so important in your music? Because your latest album, and it is unusual because you have played on the 100-year piano, and it's the Echo de Bretagne, and you have just make it in the isolated home, far away from everywhere, and you didn't use any, digital things, because I have read the story that you have used a reel-to-reel tape recorder, and you had some problems with it, and I'm just wondering what was the reason that you just make like analog album.
Yeah, so I went to the Britannia just because I kind of like needed a break from the digital world, and usually I mix my music with synthesizers, so electronics, but that time I just felt like I really wanted to have a break, because also like having my phone and my laptop around just distracted me all the time. So I went to the Britannia fully analog and without any screen, and just wanted really to focus on the piano, because the piano is my main instrument. It's my kind of like my home, which I grew up with, and so I wanted really to focus on that.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about what was the project. How you have found this, old house, how you get there, and how your process of recording this unique piano album well proceeded.
So, I took with the old house, I took my tape machine with me. So it was like all recorded on tape. And I only had like analog equipment with me. So with the tape, I could really record purely without needing a computer. And then when I came back to Berlin, I just transferred the tape into the digital world, and then could release it also digitally.
Mm-hmm. But I have heard this music, and it's the kind of album that it's, I think, a lot of solitude, loneliness, the kind of silence and slowness. I think we are missing a lot nowadays, because I think we all are in a hurry. And sometimes I think you mentioned that also you have impossibility to just slow down. You met a courier that just was helping you with some issues, and it shows that sometimes we are missing some human in our surroundings, I think.
Yes, exactly. So I felt also the world is very fast nowadays, and I think that kind of like sometimes really gets our head also very, keeps us always busy, keeps us in a kind of like a tunnel. I see that, and And that's why I wanted to slow everything down and then see what's actually coming up, because I think we also don't really know anymore how to get bored, or because there's always a way to entertain ourselves with our phone or anything else. And so I think I wanted also to have an experiment myself, what is happening to me if I just leave all the digital devices out, and how do I perceive the world around me. And I just noticed it's way more, you see way more details, you think more because you have more space and more time for that.
It is great because we can hear the touch of fingers on the keys, the breath of the wood. It's really this tension that it's just vibrating. So I think it's the advantage of this music.
Yeah. I think the piano has a big story to tell already, and that's what I tried to capture also, because it was such an old piano, and I wanted to really give the listener, give the audience also the opportunity to dive into the world of this piano and really feel the heaviness of it, because it's 100 years old, so it must have been around a long time and saw a lot and used a lot. And this I try to include into the album.
Great. I'm just wondering if you are going maybe to Poland to just maybe play, because we have some Chopin concerts. Maybe it would be great to play maybe in Warsaw. We will be very happy to invite you to Warsaw, because we have many places that we have maybe not so old piano, but that we can hear, like concerts, the pianist concerts.
Yeah, I would love to come for a concert for sure. That's also my goal, like to bring this live on stage and give it also new surrounding, because now it's still just recorded in this old house, but I would love to take this also to other places and to some beautiful concert halls.
Can you tell us about more your next projects? Maybe you would like to say something more to our Polish listeners, what you are going to do in the next future?
Yeah, so I'm currently writing actually my next album, and I think I don't want to announce too much, but it's going to be again like the piano returning to the electronics and melting together, so it's going to be both. And I do have a couple of concerts in autumn coming up, so this also is keeping me busy, but more on the album is coming later this year.
Mm-hmm. Great, it's nice to hear that you have more ideas, and we would be very happy to speak maybe later on this year about your new projects. Would you like to invite the radio program Radio Praga people to listen to your music?
Yeah, hi, here's Niklas Paszczuk. I just composed a full piano EP and went to the Bretagne without any phones and any digital device. And I recorded a couple of tracks, and I hope you enjoy the tracks. So feel free to give it a listen.
Thank you very much, Niklas. So I would like to thank you to our guest, Niklas Paszczuk, for our conversation about his latest album EP, Leko de Bretagne. So thank you very much, Radio Praga.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
Radio Praga.